Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob and Scott enjoy the Clos du Val Napa Valley Estate Merlot. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Lonely, Rob's Mr. Lonely.
He is correct. The Triple B is not on tonight because she's at church camp, like she was last year. We've been doing this show for quite a few years, and it's a church camp. Might have been 2 years ago where we rented an RV that she stayed in with the children at the camp. This time she's staying in a cabin, but I stayed with them Saturday night and went home on Sunday. And you called me a gypsy father. But,
I said
they were staying in a caravan like gypsies. This time they're staying in one of the cabins, and I didn't spend the night. I just went down for like 3 hours today and said hello, tipped my cap, and then headed back to civilization. There were bugs and shit. It's a wooden floor in that motherfucker. I'm not staying there. It smells like mildew. I walked in, I went, this smells like mildew. She gave me a dirty look. Criticizing their accommodations. It's like she picked the cabin way up on top of the hill. So okay. You have to walk up all sorts of rickety, nasty stairs. And to put, for her grip, they put shingles on all the steps. Works, but it's a little.
Well,
you know.
It's fine.
You need a can of Raid to stay in that place.
She took the best defensive position.
Defensive position? I don't know what she did.
Well, it's top of the hill.
Top of the hill? That's right. Well, it's midway up. It's the top of the ones on that part of the hill, but it's not the top of the hill.
So when the meth addicts are coming up the hill, she can see and hear them.
They'd be other campgoers. I saw a few that I'm pretty sure might have been tipping in that little, it's just, they come from everywhere.
Southeastern Ohio.
Well, you know, come one, come all. Today, though, was like everybody that I know and a lot of people you know as well.
Okay.
And so that's fine, but they all leave just like I did. And then the people there that are on Monday, they're there because they're spending their vacation there. I mean,
come as you are, as a friend.
I will say,
I know
the bathroom facilities have been upgraded to the point of it's a little bit too nice.
So they emptied the porta potties.
No, there's no porta potties. We're talking stainless steel walls. All new, I mean, it's really nice. The showers and stuff like
stainless
that.
Stainless steel or just like that sheet metal?
Stainless steel. Bathroom, like industrial grade bathroom.
Yeah, but even that stuff's not stainless steel. It's just a brushed metal finish.
I'm sorry. I didn't run the chemical test to know if it was.
Stainless steel's expensive.
Well, this was expensive. It wasn't tin. It was nice.
Okay.
Like the rubber coated flooring.
Well, it just makes power washing.
It does. Trust me. Luke was in there. Needed to be done.
Well, there's William's been known to need some power washing.
Man, by the way, I will say that they sell the kids' swimmy diapers at Giant Eagle, and their brand are a little more absorbent than other brands. I will say that I found that out with Luke.
Mm.
Kept it all in.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
Jesus Christ! Thank God. Anyway,
so while the wife's away, Rob talks about diapers.
True. True. On tonight's show, since the Triple B is not on, we are drinking Merlot because she does not like Merlot.
Oh, allegedly.
Well, allegedly, a lot of things, you know. Mm. Allegedly.
Allegedly, she's a church camp.
Allegedly, I have a foul mouth. Allegedly.
Well.
Allegedly, I started you on your life of debauchery. Allegedly.
According to my wife tonight.
Oh, your wife. She's just.
No, she says you're a bad influence.
She's just happy to be rid of you.
Well.
She's waiting for a real man to come over. His name is Jacques.
No, she's just
last
happy
name
for
strap,
that penance of 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. 4, 7, 9, 20. You'll sleep on the couch beside Bo.
That's what her prediction was the night of debauchery.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, it's a Sunday night. If it's Saturday night, Friday night, that can get serious.
We're starting early.
Port can get out there. So.
We never have port on a Sunday night.
No, really not. Although we have, but let's just ignore that fact.
Rarely.
On tonight's show, though, the Merlot we are drinking is from Napa Valley, and it's Clos de Val. We've done Clos de Val on this show, but they're Cabernet. It's a brand that, or the, a winery that I like, you like. We've mm-hmm. always had good experiences with it. I've had, in the past, the Napa Cabernet, their estate, anyway. I've had their Chardonnay. They're both very, very nice wines. The Cabernet is very nice. It's around 50-ish. This is around 40-ish, but you bought it at 20-ish.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah. Village Wines in Sharonville area, Evandale area,
yeah,
Cincinnati.
But you bought this at Jungle Gems.
Oh, this was the Jungle Gems purchase.
Yes.
Well, Jungle, same area.
But I'll say it's Cincinnati. But
shout out to Village Vines anyway.
Yeah, why not? You know, shout out to Jimmy John's. I'm just going to throw them out there, too.
No, we like Village Wines very much.
But yeah, you do.
Tim, a procurement person in the shop, might
procurement
be a
person?
Listener. Yeah, he's a procurement person.
You know, yes,
he helps purchase wines.
Yesterday, I was at Giant Eagle, and a gentleman, he was looking at Cabernet, as I could tell he was doing that. Well, at least he thought he was. And he was looking at Bonanza, and he was looking, he was actually looking intentively at Earthquake Cabernet.
Cabernet,
yes. So I had to intercede and prevent.
You know, you're normally reticent in doing that.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't allow him to make that mistake.
You're growing.
I had to stop him, so I stopped him.
Did you have a normal adult conversation, or you just
sort of
tapped him on the shoulder and said, don't do that, do this?
Well, you know, I said, if you're looking for cab, that's you're looking in the wrong place.
Looking for cab in all the wrong places.
I steered him towards Marietta's Arme, which is quite nice.
It's hard to go wrong.
Now, ask me if I had talked about the show.
Did you talk to him about the show?
I did not, because he was deaf. Literally, he was deaf. So it wouldn't have made much sense to talk to him about podcasts.
He can probably read lips.
On a podcast? He did read lips, yes. But
there's devices.
Really?
That hearing impaired can use.
Okay. That's good. Absolutely. I did not tell him about that, but I did tell him about Arme by Marietta.
Very nice.
Yes. Very nice. It is very nice.
Very, very nice.
And there's none left, because what he didn't buy, I did. So,
is there anything by Marietta that's not very nice? We've been down this path many times.
Not currently.
Not
in
that
the past,
we found.
Maybe, but currently.
Not that we've found.
Yeah. No, we find that to be good value.
Clos de Val.
Clos de Val. Will this be good value? We'll find that out. But as soon as we get back, here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, the Clos de Val Estate Merlot. For those that don't remember, estate denotes that all the grapes were grown on the winery's vineyards. Okay, within the estate. And that's where it was bottled as well. So, not a sourced wine. They're not pulling from different sites. Well, outside of their vineyards, so it's all self-contained.
And probably of the labeling in the United States, that's one of the things you can rely on to be accurate.
It is. They do take that quite seriously.
We've mocked Americans for the labeling. This is one that's pretty important, and the industry kind of maintains those standards.
Now, this is the 16 that we're drinking tonight. I only have the details about the 17. But the 17, and I'm assuming it's going to be similar, 99% Merlot, 1% Petit Verdot. Okay, 45% French oak, all new. And they also do stainless steel.
Come on, tell them why they put the Petit Verdot in there.
For a little color.
Come on, that's not what you usually say. For a twinkle.
No, it's not
for a twinkle.
By the way, did you see that Jeff and whoever it was has been fired by wine.com? Now they have wine help and customer care. They don't have a name. They've just, people, you know what? Bitches have been complaining saying, I think that your names aren't inclusive enough or some bullshit like that. So they said, fuck it. We're just going to some rando name. That's all we're doing. Screw you bitches.
But for a while, wasn't Jeff, it was...
Jose or something like
Mario.
That. I don't know. It was. I thought it was like Jose or something like that, but I don't know. But now, no. Now it's just completely generic. Good job, humans. Anyway, it does have some reviews. That's correct.
That's right. This is Wilford. And I would like to say that people have tried to silence me on Wine.com, and they have been extremely successful at it. I have not been allowed to be in the chat. I actually manned the chat a few times, Scott. You know that?
Yeah, but see, when you participate in a chat, Wilford, you're not manning the chat.
Well.
But when you're talking to Jeff.
Yes.
He's manning the chat.
No. I was talking to customers. And I said, is there technology available for me to send them pictures? And our IT department said, why do you want to send them pictures, Wilford? Then I said, well, I took a picture of my penis and I want to send it to them. So then they send me nudes back. I never was working the chat after that.
No. Did you get your last paycheck?
No. I never was being paid before. I got free accommodations. Outside Wine.com headquarters, they gave me a refrigerator box, and it was nice. That's expensive rent in San Francisco, trust me. Anyway, the Wine Spectator, they gave it 90 of their points, and they wrote, offers a plush texture with concentrated Asian spice and dark chocolate notes to the dark plum and cherry flavors. The cream finish features cocoa powder accents. Drink now through 2023. And then the wine enthusiast, they agreed with the Spectator, which is unusual.
Very unusual.
I'm assuming that was completely by accident. Anyway, they gave it 90 of their points. But they wrote something completely different. They wrote, reductive in tar, oak, and thick concentrated flavors. This estate wine is spicy and darkly brooding in a black cherry and plum. Well, they got the plum and the cherry. They do have that. Yeah. No chocolate, though. Sage and cedar snip around the edges of fruit and powerful ripeness. Where's the cocoa? Come on. Asian spice. No? Okay, never mind.
90, I mean, that's a decent score.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Where you're going to go in. In the glass, it is dark. It's probably from the twinkle of Petit Verdot.
Now, I'm on a vine pair, and it suggests this is 100% Merlot in
well,
the 2016 vintage.
It might very well be.
It could be. It might could be.
It's anywhere between 100% and 76%. I feel safe in saying that.
You're so safe.
But it's not more than 100%. On the nose, blackberry and cherry. Not a whole hell of a lot.
Really subdued.
Mm-hmm. But you'd know in a heartbeat that was Merlot. It smells like Cali Merlot.
You really got to pull on that hard to pull anything out of there.
There is a little bit of a chocolate-covered cherry, so the chocolate element is there, but it's really marred a little bit by, marred is a bad word, but it's affected by the cherry. The cherry really is permeating that chocolate and kind of taints it a little bit. And there are notes of oak in the background, too, but that's a lot of that cherry and chocolate combination. That's an oak.
It's really all in the background, and it's just the mentholated alcohol and the aroma. In a Merlot, I'm not saying you expect that, but it's not necessarily a bad sign.
It smells like Merlot. I mean,
it does.
If we were blind tasting this, you'd know it's Merlot before even taking a sip.
Speak for yourself. I suck at that.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just not good at it.
No, well, you don't know Vranic because you're stupid.
Yeah,
probably.
Sure.
This is the most angry Becky's ever been.
No, that's the most angry Becky's ever been that night.
Well, that's true. You two would be in too much smart asses because you'd gotten it right once or twice. So I had to set you straight.
You set us straight, all
right. That's right.
But that Vranic was good.
It was a good wine. Nice wine.
Just she'll never, ever forgive you for that. So you can never serve her that again.
Oh, I'll serve her again. Maybe a more difficult one next time.
No, I'm saying Vranic.
Oh, she'll... If I ask her what Vranic was currently, she still wouldn't remember it's a wine. So.
Oh, my Lord. We're going in, folks.
It's cherry reduction. It's...
Wow.
I'm glad Becky isn't drinking this because she would fucking hate it. There are prune elements.
You know, it's 2016. There's still a hint of acidity there.
It has acidity, yeah. Mm. See, remember Clos Pegase. So we're comparing this to Clos Pegase. Clos Pegase right now is whipping this thing with its belt. I don't hate this wine, but it ain't great. Maybe it'll sort out after a few more sips. Disjointed currently. I don't like prune. I think we both know that. And I don't like this presentation of prune.
Well, is it really that far from plum?
Mm-hmm.
I could say if you go in there again and look at it, take prune out of the equation and just say two features of plum. You've got that sour underripe plum, but then in the background there's that overripe plum.
Mm-hmm. This is what, okay, not overdrawing. You get a bunch of spice and tannin with acidity, and the oak really is reflected at the end. Early on, there is cherry and a plummy prune. It's unusual in many respects. Quite frankly, it's not jazzy enough for me. Strange enough, I would say I hate jazzy in Cab, but I like it in Merlot. And I like what the Clos Pegase did. Because it's more black and blue fruits. This is a little more red fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And the red fruits are just throwing it off for me. It's the fruit combination. Because, I mean, it's a complex wine that has an interesting mouthfeel.
Wait, you're calling plum a red fruit?
I'm prunish.
Okay.
Yeah. More fleshiness.
All right.
Yeah.
Never thought of them as red fruit. I mean, I guess you can have a red plum. Anyway.
You know what I'm saying. It's
the thing that I'm having trouble sort out is the acidity.
Acidity is...
It's fine, but this is a 2016. I just didn't expect it to have this much acidity left in the bottle. It's just the song, things that make you go,
Yeah.
But I like the acidity in this wine, but it's eyebrows are perking.
But it's a little much. It's a little much because when the acidity hits, it overemphasizes what's left over in the oak.
Okay.
And that sour cherry. And
let's go back and talk about this again. There's a lot going on here. Yes, that's both. I also agree with Rob. It's a bit disjointed.
It is disjointed.
My disjointedness in it, though, is the acidity. It just makes me draw a pause.
No, the acidity, I think, is like it throws the wrench in everything else.
Now, yes.
You can say, I don't really like the way the fruit comes across because you don't like those flavors. That's not necessarily a knock on the wine. It's just the way the wine is. But in the structure of the wine, the acidity is the wrench that if you don't like those flavors up front, even though there's nothing wrong with them, it's not flaws, it's just the way the wine is, it accentuates and throws it off with that acidity going through the mid-palate into the finish. And that's not a great thing. I would rather... I love astringency in a Merlot. But astringency is a little bit different than acidity.
They're very different things. That's the dryness.
Yes.
That impact on your palate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not going to have an impact on the flavors necessarily, where acidity can sour things a bit. And it does here.
You know what this is missing? That Merlot mouthwash astringency. There's nearly no astringency to this.
What can't? Well, it tries. No, it tries, Scott.
At the very end.
But then the acidity hits so much and almost rips the bottom out of everything.
See, I'm not getting any astringency until that acidity's gone.
It's up top.
Way at the back of the finish.
It's up top. It starts because you have that nice mocha cocoa. Everything is going well, and then the acidity kicks, and it's just like...
You're talking about up top, you mean at the start of the finish.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just rips the bottom out, violently almost, and then you just have this acidic mess, really, that finishes the wine out, which is a real damn disappointment. Maloactic fermentation, folks. Look it up. It's in Scott's book there. I mean,
got the Wine Folly with me tonight.
Use some of that. Use some of that shit. You need it.
The Wine Folly or the maloactic
fermentation? Maloactic fermentation. But if they don't know what it is, look it up. Wikipedia that motherfucker. The acidity kind of fucks this wine. It's drinkable, but it fucks it. This isn't J. Lowe or bad or anything. It's not.
No.
But it's flawed. It's flawed.
Is it spent? Is it
no
past its prime?
Absolutely
and I
not.
I didn't think so either.
Nope. I mean, it's a big wine up front. You would say, well, that acidity calmed down as it gets older. No,
it's 2016.
Yeah, no.
What's going to take to make it go bye bye?
What were they looking?
I mean, this is 3 years past vintage.
Yeah,
right.
I think 17 is current vintage though. They're a little
18.
Slow.
I think 18.
18? Their website says 17.
Oh, really? I thought I saw 18 on wine.com. Yeah, it says currently unavailable. Let's see, just for shits and giggles.
See, I would like, if you could like swap out stuff in this wine, you know, with the red fruit, if it was a nice soft cassis, well, that's more of a cab element anyway, but, you know, throw in just a few different softer, riper fruits. Would help offset.
I think if you had a proper expression of the cherry that they all talked about in the reviews, but I'm not cherry seeing it as much.
But it's a tartar cherry because of the acidity.
Well, but I'm not seeing that cherry that would maybe pair with that acidity more properly.
If you had a nice, riper front palate of different flavors, that might, but even then it's going to be too acidic. It just spoils it a little bit. You're like... Okay. Oh. You're like, no. Don't do that. You know? I mean, there are things in life I could refer to that are similar, but I don't want to. You know?
Oh, my God. He's verklempt, folks.
No, no. Trust
me. He's verklempt.
You don't want me to talk about this.
Go ahead. Talk about
it. I can talk about... No. Wilford, shut the fuck up. Oh. Oh, those things. Oh, my God. No, I won't even talk about that. No. But...
What is it that you won't talk about, Wilford?
I can't talk about it. Seriously. My parole officer would hear me and I'd go back to prison. So I can't do it.
You mean you're out?
As far as they know, yeah. No, yeah, I was really... See, my jailer, I've developed a relationship with him. And he picked me up, and I didn't know where we were going, and we went to a Motel 8. And,
Kansas City again?
Well, somewhere around there. We didn't get very far, and they sold their house for like $90,000. It's great. I was like, where are we going? Oh, it's all right. It happens, man.
It happens to you quite a bit.
Love? Well, I know. Yeah, they said, no, we're just taking you to the senior citizens wing. I went, oh, well, that's...
Damn it.
I hallucinate a little bit.
Acidity aside, let's talk about all the things that are in this. Because the damn thing about it is there is really a lot going on.
There is a lot going on.
I don't...
There's a lot going on in riots. I mean, you know, you want that.
Tiger.
You know.
Stop it, Jack Del Rio.
No.
Come on.
I'm just as a comparison. I'm not... I think riots are fantastic, but
that's how did his comparison go?
Well, he was a little bit racist,
dumbass.
I think he knew exactly what he was saying.
He knew exactly what he was saying.
A man's just what's called racist. So he's just good old fashioned racist.
Yeah, you know,
those are not mixed words.
Is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think you've got little blueberry, blackberries, somewhere in there with that plum. And I do think, you called it prune. I want to call it two different expressions of plum, but we're mincing words here. I'm trying to make it not as harsh. I like that kiss of earthiness that one of the describers called tar. It's not that far down the path, but it's like a
earthiness. Asphalt. Yeah.
I don't think it's that far down that path. I think it's more like a dusty, instead of a sandy road, more of a brown tarred road where it kicks up that dirt in your mouth.
It's tar and chip, yeah.
So I'm going more like dirt road.
I see the tar, but I wouldn't call it tar. Probably because it's not from the normal elements. There's a slight green element to it. There's your problem, too. It has that compound that causes a little bit of that, and that's affecting a lot of it. What I want to say is,
I wonder if that's what's...
And the acidity. Those given two things,
the kiss make the acidity...
seem worse than it is.
Yes.
No, it is.
That it's more apparent to the palate.
It's a little green. And I would just like to commend the Spectator and the Enthusiast for being jackasses. What the... Who blew you that you gave them a 90? This wine is not a 90. It is not. And I like Clos de Vaux.
I was excited to have this.
Well, so was I. But give me Clos Pegase.
Well,
yes. That's good.
We talked about Napa 6, 7, 8 episodes ago. Becky and I were flummoxed by Napa Merlots because I don't think either of us have had that many of them. So I looked at getting this because of that.
Yeah.
And was excited to have it because Clos de Vaux is a
great producer.
Yeah.
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 I mean, it's just like a Freemark Abbey or anything, you know.
It's a name you can count on.
Yes, Stagsleep.
Except this time.
They got 290s.
I think you nailed it by that green element, which, let's be honest, we're talking that South American green pepper thing that's not, shouldn't really be found anywhere else.
No.
And it's here.
What's the chemical compound that caused that? I forget. I can never pronounce it anyway. But it is in this wine, and that is what is marring a lot of this, which... There's the question. It should never get a 90 ever with that fault. I mean, it is a fault. It has a wine with faults. The acidity and that green edge are faults in the wine, folks. I mean, that's why when Jungle Jim's had a knockdown of 20, because people that have drank it know. And that's why nobody's buying it. And that's why you bought it at 20. The Clos Pegase, it's because Jesus ripped somebody off and then got a bunch of that stuff and was selling it to us, making water into wine. And, you know, I took two fish and I fed an army kind of thing. That's what that was. Jesus said, and you know, he got it. And, you know, he's like, thou shalt not pay $40 for Clos Pegase. Thou shalt pay $23. And you have been saved by my bountiful touch.
IBMP. 3 isobutyl 2 methoxypyrazine. Oh. I think it's commonly just referred to as pyrazine.
Pyrazine.
I could be mistaken.
Whatever. It's here. It's here. And
I think that's what emphasizes the acidity.
Well, you're going to notice it because it rolls right into it.
Here's the thing. You know me and acidity. Sometimes I just love it in a red wine. And as much as I want to hate this, I still, even though it's making me go, I like the acidity in this wine.
I don't.
I'm just a weird oddball. But it's flawed in a couple other ways. Where's your chocolate? Where's your Merlot chocolate?
Your chocolate is there. It's extremely bitter, dark chocolate.
I don't get the chocolate I want.
No, but this is like Baker's cacao chocolate that you're like, who the fuck eats that? That's what this is. This is like the Baker's the chocolate that has no sweetness.
I mean,
it's the mouthfeel and it's the in the bitterness of chocolate.
Because if you want it to be chocolate, you can call it chocolate.
That's what that is. I mean, I don't eat that kind of chocolate because I don't hate myself.
And the other thing that this just doesn't have is that...
drinkability?
No, well, unless you're that. The mouth-washing feel of that astringency where it just runs over the roof of your mouth to the back of your tongue. Does not...
Yeah, it doesn't have that.
Does right. not have... an astringency you would expect from a proper Merlot.
It doesn't have the kind of flavor profile that doesn't taste like ass. So, unfortunately, it has the flavor profile that tastes like ass. It's called spade a spade, man. It sucks.
So there's something about me that I like this acidity, though.
It's because you're a masochist. You've done bad things to people, good people, and you've abused people in some fashion, and then you mentally... are trying to make yourself feel better for your abuse.
Or does it just mean that I'm an emotionally damaged person?
Oh, you're emotionally damaged. If you like this, now.
When it's, I like the acidity of it.
You like the acidity?
I don't know why.
I'll go crack open a battery and you can suck on that. It's cheaper. I mean, give me acidity in a Sauvignon Blanc. I mean, acidity has a place in red wines too, but this thing, that's the least of its, I mean, you know.
Flawed.
You know, that's like saying, you know, I like to drive fast, so you jump off a cliff in your car. You know,
Someone Louise?
Well, sort of. You know, I want to feel something, so you step in front of a train. No, that's not what you
yeah.
do. These are bad choices that you're making. And this is a bad choice. I mean, you could drink Lindemans or you could drink this. I'd probably drink Lindemans.
No, I'd drink this.
What if you bought this $44?
Jesus.
You'd be like, fuck you. I mean, you paid 20.
Sure this isn't flawed because it's sitting on the shelf too long?
No, it doesn't taste.
It doesn't taste
bad. Not aged. It's not an aged man of war. It's just...
The acidity would be something that would go bye-bye.
It was ugly before it went to war. Let's just say
yeah.
that. This was a
yeah.
This is a wine that they, you know...
This was a wine that, in its yearbook... the other wine signed it, but you have a great personality.
It doesn't, though, does it?
Well,
it doesn't have a great personality.
Do the people that people get their yearbook signed say they have a great personality, have a great personality, or they just...
Oh, you mean they didn't get best personality?
No. This wine was handing its yearbook around to get signed.
Oh, well, this would be the one you've passed your book around to get signed.
And it's ugly. It's an ugly wine. No, and the other wines sign it and say, I love your personality.
Nobody... knew you to sign it.
No, people still sign yearbooks.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
What'd you get signed in your yearbook?
That's personal, isn't it? I get a lot of things.
Yeah, but you did.
I did. Love letter, one thing.
For sure you did. From?
Ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Because she went and picked up all my yearbooks. I don't know why.
All your yearbooks?
It was like 10.
Why did you get 10 yearbooks?
I don't know. I didn't pay for
them. So you've always been self-engrossed?
Well, why wouldn't I be?
10 yearbooks?
Or something like that. Multiples. I don't know why. What?
Isn't that what your mom said? I don't know why you need 10 yearbooks, Rob.
She's the one that ordered them. I didn't order them.
Sure.
I think it was like for each one of the grandparents or something like that. I only have two sets of those. I don't know. Whatever. There's six. I don't know. One for me, one for them. One, two.
It sounds like an NCAA investigation at Ohio State cars that were rented out under Jim Trestle. The numbers aren't quite adding up.
Well, that's fine. There's no emails to prove it. Email didn't exist then.
Yeah.
So,
you're old.
That's true. Not as old as you. So, folks, we're going to take a break. But then we will be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So currently on Belle Biv DeVoe's Pandora station, which I'm sure they're very proud of, Tootsie Roll. That's a really great song. To the left, to the left, to the right, to the right.
Yeah.
Let me see your Tootsie Roll. What's that mean? I don't know. I said that one time, let me see your Tootsie Roll. And that was in a crowd.
How'd that go for you, Wolford?
Surprisingly, it was the right kind of crowd, I guess. Everybody got arrested that night. I don't know what that was all about. That's great.
Well.
So, on tonight's potpourri, here we go, Scott. This is the question. This wine has inspired this question. What wine in your most recent memory have you hated very much, other than this, the wine that we're drinking right now? Hated.
God, that Grenache that Princess keeps buying from Grain and Grape.
What's it called? Oh, it helps if you name names.
The Orange Label.
Orange Label. Goats de Rhinas?
No.
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 Goats de Rome.
No, it's not Goat de Rhina. It's
Borsal.
It's the Borsal. She keeps buying
it. Oh, why does she buy Borsal?
She keeps buying it.
Oh, God, it's bad.
She's buying it. Ugh. So here's the point of this. This vintage.
Oh, yeah.
Is the worst ever.
That's hard to believe.
I could bring some.
No. I believe you. But it's just.
It. Oh. She's been buying it for a couple of years, and I really do think the 2018 was okay.
We had the 2018. It's terrible.
No.
It's terrible.
Oh, I thought we had did the 2019.
It doesn't matter. It's terrible. It's always been a bad wine. It's one of those wines that you're like, why do somebody buy? Well, I mean, because it's not fruity. It's not sweet. It doesn't. There's no people that. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense.
So we were at dinner on vacation, just back from 2-week whirlwind tour of Myrtle Beach. If you've never been to Myrtle Beach, folks, maybe you're not from the Midwest, which is Myrtle Beach is a popular destination. Let's say you're from out west and you want to do an East Coast vacation, beach. Myrtle Beach is worth coming to. The Gulf, there's decent food, quite a few mom and pop restaurants. And then you can do the touristy things.
They have dinosaur putt-putt. They have pirate ship putt-putt.
Every other corner, there's a dinosaur putt-putt.
There's seafood buffets.
No. There's calabashes.
Calabash.
It's a calabash.
Top tip. Anything that has calabash branded on it, don't do.
Calabash is a nice little small town in southern North Carolina.
But they've used that term a little bit liberally. We went to Calabash and we had dinner one time. Who was that? Was Becky with us?
Oh, were you actually in Calabash or are you at a Calabash seafood buffet?
After what I just said, we were in Calabash.
Yeah, we did the Calabash once too.
It was like
this. And it's completely different.
Okay.
There's no real buffet table. They bring you as much fish as you want to your table.
Well, anyway, so we're there, and I don't know if Becky was with us or not. I'm not sure if it was pre-Becky or not. She might have even gone home. This is probably like 13 years ago.
She should have just gone home and stayed home.
Anyway.
Should have been the best decision of her life.
You know, I had already taken her to the airport, so she was only there for a few days because she was still doing the youth minister thing. That's right. Becky's was a youth minister. Ha, ha, ha. I've taken another person from the light to the dark. It was easy this time. It's like,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm evil. That's why. And I'm happy about it. Anyway, at least my evilness brings me happiness. Anyway, back to what I was saying.
Back to the subject.
The Calabash. In Calabash. So I ordered a ribeye.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You dumbass.
Oh, I was purposefully. And I ordered a bottle of wine, but I was the only one drinking
You're
wine.
Really a dumbass.
Oh, no. You can't believe what I did. I ordered Clos du Bois California Cabernet. It was a very warm bottle of wine. And so the steak was made of horse. And it was so greasy, I cut into it, and it shot grease all over. And we're talking, this thing was a horse steak. It was like a 20-ounce, 22-ounce ribeye. And it was like this thick. It was like an inch and a half thick. But it was like
at a Calabash restaurant?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It wasn't a, it was in Calabash. They had a steak on the menu. That was it. It was like, oh. Everybody else was getting scallops and shit. I was like, yeah, I'm good.
So we went to,
I think I had a side of hush puppies.
A decent, it was, honestly, the restaurant was fine, but they had the best fried oysters. It's called Chesapeake House. Best fried oysters I've ever had. Just the breading was just perfect. Really good. It's like, if you could pick a fried oyster to put on a po' boy, it's this fried oyster.
Yeah.
Anyway, trying to remember the brand of Merlot I ordered before dinner.
Brand of Merlot is never a good term.
Yeah, the maker of the Merlot, because this fits just into your potpourri. And as I got there, so the waitress comes up, taking her order, and she's like, we're going to have a bottle of wine. And it's like, Scott, that's good, isn't it? We'll have what he's having. She takes off. And I played with, okay, are we going to send her back for a different bottle? Because I'd already looked at the wines on the list.
Blackstone.
That's what it was! That's what it was. Oh. It was the best choice on the menu.
Oh, my God. Well, then why were you there?
And we ordered, well, you're not there for the wine.
No, obviously not.
I mean, they had some bottles that were more expensive, and this wasn't that kind of night.
No, it wasn't that kind of night, was it?
And what they ordered, I ordered the bottle, I'm like, all right, I can either pick something else, which would probably be worse.
A whole bottle?
They ordered a bottle,
Scott,
for the table.
It's unlikely that whatever else you ordered would be worse.
I spent a little bit of time ordering by the glass, and that's all I came up, because I thought, well, it's Merlot. How bad can it be?
You've had it before on this show. It was horrendous.
I know.
Did you know that there's a bottle of Blackstone Pinot Noir over there somewhere?
Oh, Lord.
There we go. Somewhere. Yeah, it's right down there. Never will I open it. Unless we have won some sort of a yachting competition, and I can pour it over somebody's head.
I was just adamant I wanted a glass of wine and not booze. I wasn't going to drink.
How was your Blackstone Merlot? What vintage was it?
So I didn't finish my glass.
I bet.
Didn't participate in the bottle even after they poured some into my glass to fill it.
So wait a minute.
I passed it off to Princess.
Wait a minute. So they all drank it and enjoyed it? That's gross. That's horrendous. Blackstone actually.
This was like our second night on vacation, so some of the participants were like three sheets to the wind, including myself. I probably should have just passed on the wine in general.
Were you using heroin?
No.
Because then it would make sense.
No, this was
meth?
This was poolside.
Whippets?
This was poolside frozen drink day.
That's still, you never drunk enough to drink that.
I was. Apparently
I
wasn't.
Drunk enough to drink Blackstone Merlot.
I was drunk enough to order it.
But that's just because you're dumb. But
no, I just was.
Wasn't there a man that you could have asked to help you?
I was the man to ask to help me. I got it wrong.
You failed.
I failed.
Why didn't you call me?
Miserably.
Why did you just call me?
I could have
stopped you.
There was nothing else.
I'm like your sponsor, your AA sponsor, but the opposite way. I would help you. I would say, don't do that. Hey, I'm going to drink Blacks. I would reach through the phone before you even finished Blackstone and punch you. You're not drinking Blackstone. What the fuck are you drinking Blackstone for?
This was one of those lists where you'd have looked at it and you'd gone, okay.
Let me start by saying
they had local North Carolina wine on the menu.
Drink that.
Nope.
What were you eating?
Seafood.
What kind? Fried stuff?
We got the fried oysters.
Well, why were you drinking wine? You drink beer with that.
I know. I was trying to not drink beer.
Oh, so you're drinking that?
Well,
drink beer, man. Get a Miller Lite. You're drinking Blackstone. Get a Miller Lite, bro. It's low in, get a Corona Lite.
The Blackstone was cheaper.
So what? Drink Corona Lite, bro, if you want to stay low on carbs.
I just didn't drink it. All right, so what is your wine?
That I've hated?
Yeah, recently.
See, I never have one from me. No. I was going to say Earthquake Petite Sirah, but we all should have known that was bad. That was a wine enthusiast 94 right there. Or 93.
You can't talk about something that we did on the show either.
Oh. Well, The Turley Cinsault wasn't very good, but then again, I've had that before and it was. So it was just a little bottle variation, as you like to say.
Well, it was, what I recall of Cinsault, it was a little spritzy until it calmed down.
The garage company, Pais.
Really?
I think it was a little spent, but it was the only vintage you could buy. I still have another bottle in there. And we had loved that to the day of death when we drank it before. Just thought it was wonderful. And this bottle was spent. It was. That was really disappointing. We poured it out, opened something different.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Didn't leave it sit. And
nothing
just...
There was nothing to leave sit.
That sucks.
And Becky had sent it first. She says, I think this is spent. I tasted it. I went,
you know, that sucks because you guys love Garage. And it's not, that's not a $20 bottle.
No, it was a $15 bottle.
I thought.
The Pais is cheap.
Okay.
And, you know, really.
Tell the listeners where the Garage Pais is from.
From Chile.
Yeah.
You don't find it very often. It's only released sporadically.
And it's, they're a small producer. And very prior small. To this bottle, you guys had loved it.
Yeah. I still have their old vine. Is it Carignol in there? I need to drink that sooner than later. Maybe we'll do that on the show. Because it's, you know.
Well, if that one was spent, you need to pick up the Pace on the other ones, whatever you've got left. Because
I don't have much.
18 months ago you ordered that?
Oh, no. I bought it at Jungle Jim's last time I was down there.
Okay. I thought you ordered.
Oh, the old vine Carignol? That was a long time. That was probably 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That should have a little more longevity to it. It's a field blend. So, I mean, I know you're into that.
I'm into that.
You are into the field blend.
I love to lay in the grapes and field blend using the Lucille Ball.
That's fantastic, Scott. Tell
technique,
me
technique, except with my buttocks.
Say it slower. Oh.
Lucille Ball blend.
Did you say balls?
Except with my buttocks.
Did you say, do you see my balls? That's what I heard.
How dare you.
What?
Compare.
What?
The beautiful Lucille Ball.
Yeah, to your balls?
Yes.
Well, I've never.
That's blasphemy.
Maybe your balls are beautiful. Maybe they're not. Probably very small, though. To be in proportion. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Eh.
Nevertheless. Question, Scott.
Another bottle of wine that you hated.
Recently? I don't know about that, because I've loved about everything, but. Normally I'm not going to buy something that I'm not fond of. That started now for the show. That's a whole different ballgame. But for in private life, rarely have I bought something that I said, no, that's not very good.
Occasionally you get surprised.
I did have what the Agio Malbec last night that we had done on the show and I gave a really high score to it. I gave a 93
something.
It deserved that. That being said,
what did it deserve last night?
It deserved a Turley designation of sneaking up and stabbing you in the back because it had closer to 15.
Wasn't it 15-1 yeah, or 14-9 or something?
I forgot about that. With lamb chops, rib chops, straight off the grill. Well, they rested briefly, but the Agio is such a wonderful pairing with that. Malbec and lamb, a good Malbec. Does really do nicely with lamb. Fatty lamb, all that fatty goodness. And this thing is black and dense, and but still ripe blackberry. Wonderful expression of wine. Obviously, with Malbec, you're not getting this lengthy, expansive finish, but you're having a very, very pleasing three-fourths. And the rest of it is good. The first three-fourths, though, are excellent. That's a great wine. The Agio, look for that. There's a lot of great Malbecs out there. In around the $20-ish price range, the Altos that we like.
Oh, yeah.
I bought some more of their Classico.
Okay.
But they may have a good line.
Here's where I'm missing Becky on this episode. Because she's just not one to mock people.
Argentinian Malbec?
But what does she mock people about? I like wine. I like Argentinian Malbec.
Well, she doesn't. She says she doesn't make fun of those people anymore.
She's always making fun of those people in her mind.
She doesn't because she, I mean, apparently she doesn't talk to people. That's not in vogue anymore.
What, to make fun of people drink Argentinian Malbec?
No.
Or people making fun
saying,
of people?
People saying that they like Argentinian.
And now it's just Chardonnay.
It's not Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
Maybe, well, yeah, you're around 72-year-olds all the time. That
no,
would be,
no,
I like Chardonnay. That's a Ferrari Corona.
Not as much as you like rosé. What about the Ferrari Corona?
Pinot Grigio.
Okay.
At Giant Eagle. Okay. I did not buy it. Because you bought Pinot Grigio for the show. You bought the Pinot Project Pinot Grigio.
That might not be a bad little battle.
Of what?
Pinot Grigios.
What?
Ferrari Corona versus the Pinot Project.
What?
You're the one who likes to pair bottles of wine from varietals or from different regions and say it's the battle of blank.
Yeah, but not Pinot Grigio, for fuck's sakes. Why do I do that?
You're the one who just brought up Pinot Grigio.
Why don't we have the Battle of Pinot Coladas or something like that?
If you like Pinot Coladas.
The Battle of Enemas. Well, why would I, you know... No, normally red wines, good wines, not those.
Speaking of enemas, Rob's going to be picked up by animal control because he was witnessed by giving his dog an enema in his driveway.
No. Bo is a long-haired dog, and sometimes when he, you know, goes boom, boom,
boom, boom,
poop sticks in his hair and dries, and that means his owner has to remove it forcibly. Bo doesn't like this, so
not as much as his owner does.
But Bo, yeah, I have rubber gloves on. Trust me. Bo has a very big bushy tail, and so it works also as a handle. So I hold him by the tail up in the air, hose in one hand, spraying him in the ass.
Animal control, evidence, admission, said podcast.
I'm sure it did look weird. People drove by.
And then he grabbed him by the tail. Well, do you admit to this, sir? Well, he did on his podcast. You got me.
It was a little. Yeah, it looks a little weird. What's that guy doing with his dog's tail and his hose up his ass? That just didn't go.
So well. I get here tonight and there's Bo's hairbrush sitting at the driveway the garage.
Oh, did you bring that in? Oh.
And
don't touch that.
And the rubber hose, which is closed in the garage
it's
door,
not a rubber
sitting
hose.
Right beside it.
It's one of those retractable nylon hoses.
I.e. rubber, plastic. It's a generic term for anything synthetic or man-made.
Well, Bo's very depressed because he got sprayed in the ass. So
yeah, he's probably...
I've had that same thing happen to me.
In a hotel room in Kansas City.
No, I was in the county jail in Tupelo, Mississippi. Don't ask me why I was down there. I was there for a wine tasting, and I went to the Red Roof Inn, and it got raided. In reality, it was underground pornography, and... I was there to taste wine, yeah. And they raided the place, and I ended up in the jail at Tupelo, Mississippi, and I got a rubber hose up my ass. That's right.
I have no response.
I know. The guy's name was Nick. I don't want to talk about that. It wasn't that bad, actually. So, you know.
Did you have a second date?
He was just... It's not really dates. I mean, I had to walk around the jail holding onto his pocket the whole time. But then his pocket, yes. And then, this is just jail stuff. You don't understand. Then I got traded to Jose for 5 packs of cigarettes. I went for 5 packs. That's a lot, Scott.
You're a valuable person.
Oh my gosh. I mean, he almost had to get a loan, which was awkward. Then he didn't pay the bad loan back and he got shivved. That's not the point.
No, was the point.
But I was collateral.
Did he get the point?
Yeah. I was collateral on the loan. So that meant I went to a guy named Victor who stabbed Nick. It was very awkward. He didn't want me. Then my time was up and I got out. But that's not the point. It was like a love triangle without the love. And I've really never understood triangles. How many points is that? 4?
Yes.
Oh, well, then I did understand it. Fantastic.
No.
No. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Anyway.
We're going to take a break.
We are. And be right back here on the Wine Bowl.
We'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So, the Clos du Val Estate Merlot. Made in-house by a mouse. Infected with louse. Lice. Whatever.
Chasing a grouse.
Yes.
In a house run by a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What?
Trying to think of a wine I've looked forward to and been as disappointed as I am in this.
This is like waking up Christmas morning, opening your present, and somebody just took a shit in a box and gave it to you.
Here you go, I made it myself.
It's bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if it's shit in the box bad, but
we've had worse wine.
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
A lot worse wines. It's,
a lot worse wines.
It's
wine.
Drinkable. Rob,
this would be the best Californian Cabernet that we've had if it were Cabernet.
But it's not. It's California, Napa designate.
California estate. Designate. You folks have heard some of those episodes.
Oh, my God. We're
going
still
up against
looking for one.
Titans against, like, Liberty School and Vinophobia. Well, yeah, you've never heard Vinophobia. You won't. Willem Hill.
But yet,
Chateau Saint Jean.
You refilled your glass, and you're down to about an ounce and a half.
I'm a drunk. What the hell? What does it taste like?
Degenerate. What does it taste like? He's pounding it. He's pounding it. I mean, he's drinking the wine. Excuse me.
That's just not good.
It's just the thing that destroys it.
Is everything?
Is the acidity, and that's the thing I kind of sort of. But you can't give it a high score. 90, they had to be on crack.
Yes.
How can you give this one a 90?
I'm not.
Too acidic. Or, you know, it's sat for 6 years.
It's
so it
very, very flawed. I'm giving this wine 83 of
that's
my
where
points.
I'm at. 82, 83. It's drinkable. It really is. And it's...
82-83, though, that is an extremely flawed wine. When
or something that's a Napa estate designate?
First sip, I was in more the 86-87 range. As you drink it, it does not appeal to you. You start seeing the flaws more and more and more and more. And then the last sip I said, well, my God. This wine is a low 80 wine. That's where it is.
It doesn't have anywhere near traditional Merlot astringency.
I've got one for you.
Doesn't have, in my opinion, the chocolate at all. Rob can see it a little bit, but doesn't even like what he sees.
It's chocolate, but it's not chocolate. Yeah, it's not something that is adding. It's a layer, yes. There is a chocolate element to it. But it's not the good chocolate. It's the chocolate that tastes like a charcoal briquette. But it is chocolate. You know, it's the same people that they eat that fermented shark shit in Iceland. I mean, the same people like that drink. You know, it's just
fermented shark shit.
A bat has already eaten this cocoa bean, shat it out, then they made the chocolate out of it.
I didn't think it would be possible to think of this wine and have a worse impression, but you just did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A bat. Ate the chocolate and shat it out. And
yeah.
That's what's in this wine.
Basically.
Thank you for helping
that's
me.
That's the chocolate
this.
Element, yeah.
I don't get any chocolate. It's just flawed. The thing of it is, it has a nice mouthfeel. I want to like this acidity. I just can't explain it. It's a compulsion. I just have this... I can't help it.
Maybe it'd be better if you had COVID and couldn't taste anything.
It probably would be better.
Because you couldn't... I mean, the yes, the mouthfeel is
COVID
terrible.
Merlot.
It's a COVID Merlot. Yeah.
82, 83. We're at the same point on this. It's just disappointing.
Yeah. Should
have been this maker, this designate, it should have been a good wine. So disappointed.
Yeah. Awful. Awful wine. Awful job. Really, guys. Don't ever do that again. The biggest one that I'm going to give... okay. It just got a 1.5 from me on wine.com. 1.5 stars. By the way, I'd like to point this out.
Point it out.
Okay. One star, they say, is not for me. 1.5 stars is drinkable. 2 stars, drinkable. 2.5 stars is good. 3 stars is good. Then very good. Then fantastic. I'm sorry. If I'm giving something 2.5, I'm saying it tastes like ass. So, you know.
No, 2.5 does not taste like ass. 1.5 tastes like ass. Well, this doesn't. It's above like tasting like ass.
It's a showered ass, okay? It's not a dirty ass. It's not been working all day and doing squat thrusts and shit like that ass. But it's ass. This wine is not much better than wines. If this wine had flip-flop on the label, it would be getting a 72. Flip-flop. I'm not wrong.
No, if this said flip-flop on the label, we'd be commending it.
No.
But it doesn't. It has clove. I still
wouldn't drink it, yeah.
No, if this was a $5 bottle of wine, we'd be like, yeah, it's pretty good for a $5 bottle.
But I still don't
wine.
Like the profile. You know what this wine is, though? It's
Robert Bialy, 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 Robert Bialy.
That's what it is. It's Bialy. They Bialy'd it.
They Bialy'd it.
They Bialy'd the motherfucking shit out of this wine. Oh, man. There's the wine that we've hated.
Have we used that before? Bialy'd? They Bialy'd it?
We haven't had to yet, but this is a
Bialy. Well, we probably should have used
this
before. This
is a Bialy'd wine. Oh, there's a wine we hated. We Robert hated.
Robert Bialy, 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 Robert Bialy, Bialy, Bialy.
Yes, this wine is Bialy'd. It used to be Bialy'd is the new Fry Brothers.
Hi guys, this is Wilford. I must work for Fry Brothers, or my voice has not been changed, and it was Fry. I don't know. Anyway, at Fry Brothers, they make the finest wines out of sulfuric acid and people's rotting corpses. They have drain barrels that they also use for wine barrels when they're not throwing mulch in their wine, making things earthy and oaky. Here at Fry Brothers, we make the finest wines that Czechoslovakia never drank. So come on down to Fry Brothers. And our son interned at Clos de Vaux and made their Merlot. So, yeah.
Oh, God. Drink Clos Pegase. That's all I can say.
Well.
And by the way, I bought Clos Pegase. Magnificent. Scott bought this. So, there you go.
We were hopeful.
We were hopeful. Well, I was more hopeful than I... Oh, no. So, So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and my soul, we're going to bid you adieu. But see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.